Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hi, I'm Zoe Close from Practice Plan. I'm the Area Sales Manager, and today we're doing the next edition of the podcast. Today I've got Pat Langley with me from Appaline, and we're going to be talking about the CQC. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi. Today I want to talk about really what I'm sort of feeling and sensing in practice and sort of getting the prep done for the CQC inspection.
Okay, brilliant.
And sort of involving teams.
Yeah.
And really sort of embedding that information with your teams.
Yeah.
So really just about, you know, what we can do in practice to get sort of, clued up and get prepared.
Okay, brilliant. Good.
Okay.
Good.
So obviously we both know it's been 18 months now since all the changes have come about again.
Yes, indeed.
So I'm sure that's took some settling down in practice.
Yes.
I definitely feel that people feel there's been a change.
Yeah.
And some have experienced that change.
Yes.
But do you get a sense that we're getting to grips with this now?
Not really, no. Mm. And I think there are a number of reasons for that. And It really has been a huge change from what was before to what is now. And I think a lot of people are struggling to get their heads around this. So one of the most important changes is that the CQC inspectors are now trained and they are accompanied by a dentist or a GDC registrant, not always a dentist. Sometimes it's a dental nurse or practice manager. And I think what practices are not understanding is that it's a very different process. So it takes a whole day, it's thorough, and it's comprehensive. And they look at every area of practice. And it has made the necessity to prepare even more important. Mm. And I think what a lot of practices do is they don't really think about their compliance on a day-to-day basis, put their heads in the sand, and then they don't really think about it until they get the letter. And the good news is that you get 2 weeks' notice of when your CQC inspection is going to be. The bad news is that 2 weeks is not enough time to prepare if you're not prepared.
Of course, yeah.
So your question, are we getting sorted and prepared, is really valid. And the answer is, I think, no.
I do agree. I do feel there's a sense of, you know, a certain amount of the practices that are just waiting for that letter.
Mm.
And then they feel that they can do, you know, so much in that 2 week period. That does worry me slightly.
It worries me as well, because from the day you get the letter, you also get a notification from the CQC requiring you to send information. So they will ask you for things like information about your complaints and compliments. They'll ask you about what changes you've made as a result of seeking feedback from patients. Well, if you haven't sought any feedback from your patients and you haven't logged your complaints and compliments, and you have to provide that information within 5 working days, that's going to be a real struggle to do it.
Mm.
So I think that it is funny, isn't it? Because, you know, if you're struggling with your accounts, you ask an accountant. If you're struggling with a legal issue, you ask a lawyer. What do we do with compliance? We put our heads in the sand and just say, oh, well, it'll be all right.
Mm.
And we try and do it ourselves. And we're not always sure that we're doing the right thing. So and then you know that's when we get what we call the sort of blue flashing light calls at Appaline, where somebody says, help, I've got my CQC inspection in 2 weeks time, can you come and help me now, this minute? And yes, we can and we will. But I think what I really want to see starting to happen is people understanding that compliance isn't just for your inspection, it's how you run your practice.
Okay.
and being always ready for that letter.
That's a really good point, actually, because I think people just sort of prepare for inspection, but it's actually, you know, how you're doing things on a daily basis and monitoring and measuring, and that should be a normal part of what you do in practice.
Yeah, and it isn't.
Yeah, I think we're fair to say that is there's a sense of that. Your point about obviously being prepared. So if, you know, for instance, there's practices out there that have just not really thought about this much at all, you know, what is a good starting point?
Well, I think a good starting point is to take... So what the CQC are coming to do is they're coming to see whether you provide care that is safe, effective, caring, responsive, and whether your practice is well led. So a really good starting point is to have practice meetings where you discuss what is meant by safe. What are they going to be looking for? So it's things like everything to do with infection control, everything to do with how you manage your healthcare waste. It's things like how you manage your radiation protection. It's your safeguarding. It's your electricity at work. It's a huge, huge area. So you start thinking about, so how can we demonstrate that we are safe? What evidence do we have to show to the CQC when they ask us the kind of questions they ask, which are very much based on sort of, they call them outcome type questions. So that is where they'll say things like, what changes have you made as a result of what your patients have told you? So I think that's a really good starting point, is to think about how can we demonstrate that we provide safe, effective, caring, responsive care, and how can we demonstrate that we're well led? That's a good starting point. But then I think the thing that really troubles me is that there is still this misconception that compliance and everything you need to do for the CQC, and indeed the GDC, is something that you can give to somebody to do. You know, and typically it's something that the practice manager does on a Friday afternoon while everybody else does something more interesting. And that's not okay. So it's really essential that everyone understands that it's everyone's responsibility. It's not just the practice manager's responsibility. So it's the principal's responsibility, it's the associate's responsibility, the nurses, the hygienists, the practice manager, the receptionist. Everybody needs to be able to be ready, because the CQC inspectors will speak to everybody in the practice.
That's a fair point. It's not just the people that generally are in the know. It's the, you know, it's the trainees, it's the people that's not been in the company that long.
That's right.
That they want to speak to and make sure that they're being sort of, you know, dealt with correctly, and they're getting informed, and the induction's, you know, been a good sort of system for them. So you need to really check with those people.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays, you know, people have so many meetings, and practices generally have good staff meetings, I would say, and that should be an opportunity where it's on the agenda at every meeting,
to use it
as a training opportunity, you know, and tell the explain to the staff in a language they understand what all those words mean for them.
Yeah.
And the demonstration bit is always quite good, because they, you know, people like to be demonstrated to on how that, what that means for that practice.
They do. But I think also, you know, I think really we have to wake up as a profession and realise that one of the most important things they're looking for is the practice well led? You know, so this needs to come from the top. And lead by example. Because if the principal thinks it's all a waste of time, then so will everybody else in the practice. You know, and it's not okay just to leave it to the practice manager to sort it out.
So I think the message is, Pat, to wake up for us all. start reading and learning, and start sort of getting the team on board, really.
Yeah.
It's something we have to face.
Yeah.
But some really good starting points there for us all. Thank
good.
You.
Thank you,
very
you
much.
Zoe. Thank you.
Thank you.